We always tend to focus on the commodity, like what are the animals shedding, but we never talk about what are the animals picking up from the environment. And so my research has really shown that when it comes to antibiotic-resistant pathogens, there is a pretty significant reservoir of these pathogens or strains in the environment. And we see a good exchange of these pathogens between the pigs and the environment. And so irrespective of whether a pig is given antibiotic or not, and I'm talking about commercial pigs that are given as compared to, say, an antibiotic-free pig that is not given, it doesn't make any difference when you talk about specific pathogens. They're both, I would say, kind of sharing the same type of drug-resistant strains.
So you're saying if we took away the antibiotics, we would still have the same types of resistance in terms of environment?
Well, the key discussion is always comes down to let's take off antibiotics and it's going to solve the problem. But my research has really shown that, and a lot of other people have kind of indicated that that may not be the case. And the best example we can see is coming from Denmark, which banned antibiotic use for growth promotion in animals in 2000. And looking at the latest data that represents up to 2011, you can still see a lot of drug-resistant strains are being shared from animals, including pigs, and especially in poultry and broiler, where actually fluoroquinolones are not used for even for therapeutic use. And still we find a lot of fluoroquinolone-resistant Campylobacter jejuni from retail meat products. So where is that coming from? And I think a lot of these answers will actually lie in the environment, whether it's birds or pigs or any other animal, they're picking it up from the environment and then shedding it back into the environment.
As we move forward and we have that food safety issue and there's all of these discussions about antibiotic use in animals, where does that leave us and what do we have to look at moving forward to find an answer?
Yes, so that is always the tough question to answer, an important question to answer. The one of the things is let's take off antibiotics, it's going to solve the problem. My research has shown that maybe that may not be the best case scenario. I think the one thing I can suggest is maybe focus more on the environmental role. Second thing is talk more to public health people, you know, bring them on the table. This is not a magic bullet that's going to solve the whole problem. It's going to take a concerted effort from people from different background to come in and talk about it. But again, looking at the way these different pathogens work, it's amazing, you know. And so I really believe that we have to move away from a very generalized format of discussion. Let's take off antibiotics, it's going to solve the problem, to a more focused approach. You know, maybe let's talk about, say, tetracycline resistance in pigs, and let's talk about specifically in relation to, say, Salmonella. I think that's the focused approach we have to take, rather than saying that, okay, let's ban antibiotics and everything is going to be great. I don't think that is the case.